This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join us as we together trek through the Word of God. I thank you for joining us. There's no better place for you to be than spending time with God here today, no matter what time you've tuned in here to this program. And greetings to you from and on WDZY in the Richmond, Virginia area at 8:30 in the morning on this Thursday morning. Thank you for taking the time to tune in here today. You're going to hear something I just preached last week. That's right. Our church is still open. We've got a small fellowship, but our churches are still open. And this is from my Resurrection Day message. It comes right out of where we're at here on our daily program here on WGOD, Acts chapter 17, which ultimately Paul says, standing on Mars Hill, that God has authenticated everything that Jesus ever said. Kind of like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Those that have seen me have seen the Father. I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Those are the kind of things. Everything that Jesus said, God authenticated when he raised him up from the dead. Everything that he said. And that's where we're at. This is part two of this message. If you'd like a copy of this, please, I want you to get a copy of this in your hands. We might not be able to hear the whole thing. It'll end tomorrow, but it's about 35 minutes long. WGODradio.com, or write to me, and I'll mail you the disc free. Or go to my Facebook page, and you can download it, WGOD Radio. My email address, paul@wmiefm.com. Here's part two. He has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. Then Paul says this. Remember, this is an Easter sermon. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. That's what I want to share with you this morning. God's got a message for you today. Everyone here in this church and on the podcast around the world and those that are watching live on Facebook today, God's got a message for you today. Starting with this, number one, God's overlooked your past ignorances. The King James says he's done one of these. It says he's winked at them. He's winked at them. Number one, first thing, God's overlooked your past ignorances. No longer can you say, like, well, I couldn't say this as a child because I didn't have a dog. But people would say, the dog did what? Ate my homework, right? The dog ate my homework. Or I didn't know. Or I've never known. You see, God has overlooked your past ignorances. But these times of ignorance, it says, God's overlooked. Greek word huperdido means to act as if one did not see or to wink at, like the King James has. Now, here at the present time, we find these words, but now. So, no more winking at sins, which I'm sure he's talking about Old Testament people and how God dealt with their sins in the past. But now, since Jesus Christ has appeared to take away sins, like the Bible says, but now,
He commands all people everywhere to repent. Repent's the Greek word metanoia. It means change your mind. In the Air Force, it meant about peace. Do a 180. Start going in the other direction. That's his message to you today. Has God got your attention today? Look around you. And now he tells you why. Which, if you ask me, is life-saving advice. Starts with the word because. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world. You know what? I've got some great news for you here this morning, this Easter 2020. And here it goes. You can escape the coming judgment that's coming upon the world. You can escape the coming judgment. Let me explain to you from the Word of God. You've got this threat hanging over you. God's not going to wink at your sins anymore. But he's appointed a day, like a day on a calendar, like the Battle of the Bulge, or D-Day, or Pearl Harbor. He's got another day on another square. And it's the day that Jesus Christ is going to judge the secrets of men on his calendar. Now you can escape that day. Here we read in the Bible. Let me explain to you the word of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, for he, that's God, made him, that's Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. You see, there's been a change in condition. Someone has taken your place. He made him who never sinned and never knew sin to become sin for you. All you got to do is receive it. As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. He did the work, you receive it. You can escape this day that's on God's calendar. You can escape it. This is the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ and what it means. That's my Easter sermon to you. Here's another one. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That is, those who do what they say. Those that say they're a Christian on Sunday morning, and they're still Christian on Friday night. Condemnation is the Greek word krino, means to judge or judgment. Katakrino is to judge against you. Guilty. We believe and teach that Jesus Christ died a substitutionary death. That is, Jesus Christ died in your place. And now, if you call upon him, you can escape this coming judgment that the Apostle Paul is warning these Greeks about on this sermon here on Mars Hill. Now, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And this, 1 John 5:12, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. And this, 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our own sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. I got to be thinking this morning, the last time I've been to the doctor, I got to take my shoes off to count. 37 years. I'm not boasting. I'm just saying that's this verse in action in my life. 1983 is the last time I've been to the doctor. People say, who's your family doctor? Doctor? I was a 19-year-old punk in the Air Force that had to go with a thing in my mouth to get discharged. That's the last time I've been. I've been healed by God. God's a healer. Do you know how many times God has healed you, all of you, while you're still here? Then don't you think God's going to heal you of this idiot stuff that's going around the neighborhood? When has he stopped healing you? You know what? I haven't been to the doctor in 37 years. And if I'm going out by some stupid man-made virus, then that's his will. Look, I fell asleep on I-95 at 80 miles an hour and hit a car, sound asleep. And if I didn't die then, friend, I've got someone watching out over me. He's bigger than I am. If your dust is going to take me out, or if I'm going to slip on a Chiquita banana, so be it. It's the will of God. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. I don't know when I'm leaving. I know as long as I'm here, I'm going to proclaim Jesus Christ. To all of you, to you watching, to my family, to my friends. Maybe you say, well, I'm not healed. Well, you are healed, because you'd be dead if you were. And these things that you go through, God says, count it all joy when you encounter these things, because they make you stronger. Where is that in the Bible? James 1:2. Consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. God allows things on you to make you strong. Isaiah 53:5, I could have quoted. Again, by his stripes you were healed. And this is why he commands all men everywhere to repent. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And let me tell you, or remind you, if you don't know, when God forgives, God forgets. Think about that. God's got amnesia with your sins. Where is that in the Bible? Jeremiah chapter 33. Psalm 103 verse 12. That's all right. We'll just put this one up here then. You ain't going to keep good man down. You take my little gavel, we'll go on with this one. Come on, devil. You want to knock me out with a coronavirus? Let me plant one on your forehead. God's got my back. And he's no respecter of persons either. He's got my back. He's got yours. People are trying.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon,